I'm Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale, and today, since it's a Wednesday, I'm joined by Karen Schneider of the Oshkosh Herald. Hi, how are you doing today?
Hello, Lisa. I'm doing wonderfully, thanks.
Great. What has the Herald got for us?
Well, you know, the Herald had to go to press early last week because of the holiday, but we still have so many good local stories in there. So the first one is the council, of course, took up talking about e-bikes and what should that ordinance look like in the city.
Right.
Right now they're on the sidewalks and mm-hmm. so forth. So the council is directed it to go to, I believe, the transportation.
Yep, it's sent to the transportation committee
to take a look at that. And it was interesting because, you know, they're talking about e-bikes and there's three different classes of them. And, you know, one has a throttle, one doesn't, and so forth. And then also there were three proposals that the city had given the council before they even prior to the meeting. And that was kind of interesting as well, because the first would allow all bikes, including e-bikes and motorbikes, on sidewalks, similar to non-motorized bicycles. The second option would be to ban all bikes from sidewalks, including traditional bicycles. And the third option would be to allow e-bikes and motorized bikes on sidewalks, but only allow them in pedal mode without the power unit assisting the rider. So now that this will go back to the transportation committee, we'll see what they recommend and it comes back to council. Because, of course, the other subject they've been talking about is allowing ATVs and UTVs
right.
on city streets. So this is all kind of interesting, and it'll be interesting to see what direction the city takes on both of those issues.
Exactly. They're looking at it from not only a safety perspective. For example, do you really want e-bikes on the sidewalks as people are trying to come in and out of businesses?
Exactly.
But they're also looking at it as a recreation thing. And it does enrich the lives of the residents to have access to UTV, ATVs on city streets or e-bikes and how you're going to ordinate them, so to speak.
Right. Now, they cannot see how you're juggling your hands
this
there.
Is true. This is radio.
This is radio. You can't but you're right. So how do you balance that? How do
right.
you balance everybody, you know, everyone's safety over tourism or recreation and so forth? So, you know, and there's different views on that because it's like Oshkosh is not an up north town.
Right.
You know, so on that level, what level of tourism would allowing UTVs and ATVs on the roads actually bring versus potential accidents and so forth? Because I don't know about you, but Main Street, even now, is very tough to drive up and down because you cannot see the pedestrians that are waiting to cross. There's many corners you can't see the cars that are waiting to turn. So adding another element in there, I don't know. It'll be a great discussion.
It really will be. And another problem that's in mainly, say, from the 400 to the 600 block of Main Street is the parking on each side of the street. So that even makes it narrower and a little bit harder to circumvent.
Exactly. And they're narrow, right? They got the
yes.
bump outs and you have the bump outs, which is where the crosswalks are, but they're not lit. There's not push this button so people know you're coming. So there's a lot of things that go into that because they're terrible trying to see pedestrians waiting to cross even now.
Absolutely.
So it'll be an interesting conversation to see what direction, you know, the people go, you know.
Right.
There's a number of the council members are very active on social media and they take what people are telling you. So it's kind of like they hear a lot from one side, but if you think differently, you have to have, you know, you have to jump in there, I guess, and let them know what you're thinking.
So. Absolutely. Reach out to your council
yes.
members. They are all very good about that, about hearing and mm-hmm. listening, which I'm very glad to see on our common council.
Absolutely.
So what else do we have in the paper today?
So the city of Oshkosh is looking for their fourth new city clerk since 2020. So Diane Bartlett retired last week, and I believe she'd been with the city since like 2015, but she had several years in public service before that. She was the administrative assistant for Mark Roloff when he was here as city manager, and 2 years ago took over for the city clerk. So Pam Ubrig had, of course, retired in 2020. There was another young lady that was in there, and then Diane Bartlett took that position. So she retired last week. They are looking for a new city clerk, and you know, and city clerks, their level has definitely been elevated. Their exposure with all of the talks of elections and so forth, and rules being changed, it seems like the day before an election, rules are being changed. So this will be interesting to see. But if you're out there looking to join public service and want to be a city clerk or know someone who would be a really good fit for Oshkosh, that position is open right now.
Absolutely. And is there anything else we want to talk about in the Herald today?
So we have one more story that's out there, and that is the city of La Crosse, who has filed, who has sued Oshkosh Corp and Pierce, along with some other manufacturers of fire trucks, claiming basically price fixing. So that is a very interesting read in today's Oshkosh Herald.
I want to read that.
It's very interesting about data being shared with organizations and companies, enabling them all to kind of be together. But so Oshkosh Corp owns Pierce Manufacturing. The suit states Oshkosh Corp, REV, and Rosenbauer control 70-80% of the fire truck market in the United States. And it alleges the manufacturers worked with FAMA to create a database of sensitive economic data from all fire truck manufacturers. This information would not normally be shared between competitors, but being that it was, they are saying it's a conspiracy and it violates federal and Wisconsin antitrust laws. So very interesting read that Jonathan Ritchie has in today's Oshkosh Herald.
How can we get a hold of the Herald?
So you can receive it in your mailbox if you live here locally, or subscribe online at OshkoshHerald.com. You can read it for free online at OshkoshHerald.com. And there's several locations around town that you can stop and pick one up at.
Karen Schneider, thank you very much for joining me today. I always look forward to our Wednesday chats.
Me too. Thanks for having me, Lisa.
Absolutely. I'm Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale, and today we're talking the Oshkosh Farmers Market. Woo-hoo! With Michelle Schultz. How are you today?
Fabulous. How are you doing, Lisa?
I am doing very, very well. And, you know, it's starting to get fall-like. And I'm feeling cooler weather coming in, and the kids are going.
You feeling all pumpkin spicy? Is that what you're telling
that
me?
That is what I am telling you. Pumpkin spice. I am that basic girl. But you know, with school going back in and the end of summer, so to speak, people might not realize there's still a lot to do with the Oshkosh Farmers Market.
Oh my goodness, we're going to go through until October 25th. And now coming up in September, we have markets every Saturday in September. And this is the bountiful time of the year. This is the time when everything's in season. Apples and the root vegetables start coming in. Sweet corn, you're going to start to see the squashes. And we still have a ton of summer vegetables in. So if you're looking to stock your refrigerator with things from the Oshkosh Farmers Market, September is clearly peak season for it.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, when you go in the spring at the beginning of the market, you get the greens and the lettuces and some of onions.
Strawberries. Yep. You're happy to get those first fresh things out of the garden. But and then now, summer comes and, you know, peaches are in now, and then you start seeing more kohlrabis and beets start coming in. But right now, everything's in season, and it's just gorgeous at the market.
I know, just seeing all those colors and the tomatoes. Whenever I see tomatoes stacked,
all I think about is eating the rainbow every time I walk the farmer's market.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as you said, now is the time. Honestly, it really is. So do you guys have any special events coming up in September?
We do. Coming up on September 6th, we are continuing with our fundraising efforts for the Oshkosh Farmers Market. And we've had our vendors donate a bunch of cool stuff. So whether it's gift certificates or soaps and bath bombs and jewelry, we'll be raffling those off at the farmers market on September 6th. So it's your chance to win fabulous prizes from the vendors. On September 13th, we're welcoming Art at the Market, where we feature all the fantastic artists and art shops and businesses that we have downtown. Anybody who wants to come paint, draw, sculpt, caricature, you'll see them at the Farmers Market on September 13th. And then on September 27th, we are partnering again with the YMCA Day for our YMCA Day at the Oshkosh Farmers Market. The Y comes in and they have several booths open with a whole bunch of fun activities and information about the farmers market. They typically rent the square and they have demonstration exercise and yoga classes in the square all morning. So it's just a great day to experience the Oshkosh Farmers Market and the YMCA.
Wow. So there, you guys do not slow down.
We do not slow down. No,
it does not get slow. In fact, I think it ramps up.
Yeah, we try to slow down, but it just keeps ramping up. So if somebody comes to me with a great idea, we try to find a way to make it work at the market.
Absolutely. And I don't want to get too far into October because you'll be back again to talk about October.
Well, if you'll have me, I'll be back to talk about October.
I definitely will have you. But let's talk a little bit about the importance of the farmers market, not only for those of us who shop it, but for the actual vendors, the farmers.
The Oshkosh Farmers Market supports not just only farmers, but small businesses. Everyone who vends at the market has a purpose. So whether it's that farmer keeping that family farm alive, whether it's that mom or dad or grandparent trying to raise a little extra money to make ends meet or to pay for college or to pay for a summer camp or buy kids' school clothes, we have the young entrepreneurs who are selling bracelets and paintings and things, saving up for their first car. I think the uniquest thing that most people don't realize when you walk down that street, each one of those vendors is there, has a purpose. I mean, they enjoy what they do, but as you walk down the street, there's so many stories.
There really are.
There are so many stories.
For every one of the vendors, whether it's, as you said, a farmer or a food truck or a food booth. I mean, the stories that you hear from everybody at the farmer's market.
Everyone has a purpose. Everyone has a dream. And that's what's cool about it. What's really cool about it.
Absolutely. So what are you going to be doing at the farmer's market in September? I mean, what are you looking forward to the most?
I would have to say I'm ready for those full season squashes. I like to make homemade squash soup in the fall, and I have a killer recipe that involves a little white wine and some cream, and it always tastes the best with fresh squash out of the garden.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Fall is the time of year that I look forward to the most because of squashes, pumpkin. As we said, I'm a pumpkin spice.
And I've already bought my first set of apples because I love fresh apples from the farmer's market. I bought Zestars this week. And so as soon as those are gone, then we'll go on to the next one. That's our favorite. But we also have the Saturn peaches at the farmer's market. And this year, the crop wasn't very big. They literally sold out last weekend.
Oh, wow.
But I managed to score 2 packs.
That's always fun.
That's what's fun about being the manager. You get there first.
So the Oshkosh Farmers Market is every Saturday.
Every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m.
And sometimes they open a little bit earlier. Some of the vendors
do permit. During the pandemic, we started a policy where people who weren't comfortable shopping with large crowds or had difficulties maneuvering the farmers market, we permit shopping starting at 7:30, and that is something we have continued because it's been popular with those people who have challenges with crowds or with physical or emotional disabilities.
And you can go to any of the businesses usually. They usually open up early.
Downtown opens up along with the farmer's market. Most of the businesses open up between 8 and 9 a.m. So you can shop early at the downtown businesses while the farmers market's in session.
And you mentioned that it's crowded, a little bit crowded. I mean, sometimes there's a lot of crowds, but just the getting out there and being a part of the Oshkosh Farmers Market is the most important thing.
Yeah, you get to see your friends and your neighbors, people you haven't seen from high school. It's just a morning where community comes together and celebrates agriculture. There's just something there for everyone.
Michelle, thank you very much for joining me
today. It's great to be here, Lisa. It's nice to see you.
For real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, be sure to subscribe to the Valley Focus podcast on our website, wiss.fm. While you're there, you can find out what's going on in our community by heading over to the events tab. That's wiss.fm/events.